doing the intros and just going straight into it?
Yeah, yeah. Are we go?
Are we being efficient this week?
Yeah, are we?
Wow.
Are we set up for recording? Are we ready to go?
It's all good to go, yeah.
Okay.
Capture the Frag.
Hello and welcome to Capture the Frag, episode 12. We attempted to record a previous episode 12, and you might have noticed there wasn't an episode on any of our outlets last week, and that's because we decided to drink first. We learned our lesson, we'll never do that again, so...
Sorry
for not being here last week.
It was a dreadful mistake.
Really was.
Yeah.
Sure, henceforth be known as the Lost Podcast.
We definitely regret it. With that said, we'll move on. And so this is the actual episode 12, a week later than it should have been. Hi, I'm Bree. I am joined this week by...
Paul.
Kat.
Luke.
Joe.
Chris.
And that's all of us. No Phil this week.
So,
hi, Phil.
Hi, Phil.
He's other
Matt. Phil.
No, yeah.
Other Luke. He's other Luke.
Phil's actually here. Luke's not here.
Luke wishes.
You mean other Phil's not here?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
He's on the map.
Oh, sorry.
Other Matt's not here, yeah.
Talk about in jokes.
Like anyone else.
Wide crowd of people that won't get our in jokes.
Phil's laughing his ass off right now. He loves it. This is the best show he's ever heard.
We say his name like every 5 minutes, he'll pay attention.
He might listen to it 18 times.
Interrupting him at work, he's like, huh? Oh, wait, no, it's the podcast.
By the end, can we go really quiet and then, like, 5 minutes later, just say his name? It'd be like a bonus track. Yeah.
Nice.
It'll freak him out.
So, with that terrible intro out of the way, let's move on to the meat of the show. Paul, what have you been up to in the last 2 weeks that we've already talked about, but you want to cover again while we're not drunk?
Okay, very quickly, because I've got a lot to get through. So, in terms of Humble Bundle, there was the monthly, which I had Magic Circle. Long story short, it's got James Urbaniak, who's the voice of Dr. Venture. It's very good. You should get it if you want to pay for it, but you don't have to. Secondly, Telltale Games. Their Humble Bundle is still currently going, but it's probably just finished. Start playing the Poker Night. I've been playing it far too often. It's a really good game.
Oh, we should have played that. Should
have given it. In my head when you were like, you don't have to. I just got images of listeners there outside. Whoever pulls on the show, it's like, we must do what he says. Oh, thank God he told us we didn't have to. We're safe this week.
We ignore that one.
Except for you, Ubisoft. Stop it.
Yeah, I really like Poker
Night. Yeah, they did both of them in the Humble Bundle. So
I've got both already from
there. Yeah. They also got all the rest of the other games. Go on.
Humble Bundle doing audiobooks.
How long has it taken to learn that?
They've done several.
I missed all of them.
Sorry, I didn't know we were supposed to be updating you on that.
Holy shit, I'm so into this. It's R.A. Salvatore as well. The whole Demon Wars saga.
So, welcome to the Humble Bundle podcast.
The Humble Bundle podcast.
Briggy only liked Humble Bundle before it was cool. And they did the audiobooks like after it was mainstream. So.
Yeah, well, they started doing just bundles.
I remember when it was just one bundle.
And it was Humble. It's not anymore.
Now it's just a cocky bundle.
Yeah, well, they've got a store.
That's a different type of website.
We don't purchase a cocky bundle.
At least you don't mention it on the podcast that you purchased it. Speaking of which, Devolver is doing the Humble Bundle now, and they have got the Christmas special of Hatful Boyfriend Holiday Star. But all the rest.
One of
the
your favourite games, isn't it, Hatful Boyfriend?
Yes,
it's a dating simulator, but replace people with pigeons.
Why is everyone looking at me?
Anyway, Dropsy's in it, and I'm not buying that game again because people were mean enough the first time. If you don't own Dropsy, You can get it now for really cheap.
We weren't mean about your enjoyment of Dropsy. We were just really concerned with Dropsy itself.
I didn't hear the Dropsy episode because I didn't care.
It's messed up.
Is that the clown
pedophile?
Yeah.
He just likes to hug children in a creepy way.
If you're interested in that podcast, you can go back to episode 3 or 4, was it? No, it was 2, wasn't it, Dropsy?
Three or four?
Speaking of previous episodes, well, I've remembered it, because I actually tracked the stats that we get on SoundCloud. Episode 3, our best performing episode out of the entire history of episodes we've done, finally passed 100 unique listens.
Wow.
Wow.
So 100 people listened to that episode, and all of them are disappointed in Luke and the Modesty Girl.
100 people are... We're just like Star Wars,
where episode 3 was the best.
And it starred Luke.
I know, Star Wars good.
We also played a Chromecast game called Cardcast, which is essentially a rip-off of Cards Against Humanity, but doesn't...
Yeah.
Play that.
Yeah. You didn't, but no.
No. Chris also didn't play that because he slept on the sofa.
Yeah.
And snored.
Yeah, he did snore. A lot.
I don't remember it slowing down, right? But I do remember playing the game.
At one point you woke up and went,
so you know, and played that twice, because didn't you play that while I was getting drunk playing guitar?
Yes.
Me and Paul played, and it was I won for Paul and Paul won for me.
Yeah, that was a fun game.
In the end, I won because I went first.
But then we played it with more people, and then I won that this time.
We didn't win. We played as a team.
Yeah. And I blame the
apparently all the bad decisions of mine.
I don't remember. I don't remember when we started playing, and I don't remember when we stopped playing. But I'm aware that it happened.
We stopped playing about 2:30.
Right.
And then we went, we should all go home. Phil, can you drive us home now?
Thanks, Phil.
Cheers, designated
driver. Sober buddy.
But yeah, so with a Chromecast, all you need is a phone, and then other people have their phones, and they play games together. There is a PC game called You Don't Know Jack, which is a quiz game that people might know about.
I love that game.
But they also have like board games that you play on the TV, but with your phones. I keep thinking about getting them on the next Steam sale when they're on cheap.
Is that when you take your TV and lay it on a table so it can be the board?
No, it's just where you all sit on the couch and you play with your devices.
Doesn't sound as fun as actually playing board games.
No, but at the same time, when you're drunk, it means you don't have to worry about people putting something away at the end.
Or spilling drinks on your cards.
Yeah.
Because that is a big issue.
Who would ever do that?
I didn't spill drinks that night.
On what?
The cards.
I don't think I did either while we were playing.
Apparently it was Tom.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was Tom.
Totally.
Tom poured a lot of vodka on my lap. It was definitely fucking Tom.
I found a random photo in my phone. Oh, when you spilt vodka on my phone, it brought my SD card back to life last week, which was amazing. At which point, I found a random photo of Tom sitting on the couch and you lying on your back on the floor playing guitar.
Oh, I've got loads of pictures of that, yeah.
Wow. I did not remember that happening.
So anyway, if you would like to do an artist interpretation of Luke lying on the floor playing the guitar, by all means, email it to...
Furiously masturbating at the same time.
Furiously masturbating is not an email address.
Come on, Jamie, you know what to do.
That's where our fan art goes. Furiously masturbating, it keeps going next to a card.
Furiously masturbating.
Oh my god, I'm going to make that email address. I have like another 15 email addresses I can make on my account right now, so we can have furiously masturbated at geekscodex.net.
I'm going to start just signing up for like business opportunities. Like, would you like to work with us as a professional at furiously masturbating at geekscodex.net?
Wow.
Just email Sony and be like, we can do promotion for
you. Or if you want to email the address that I actually check, there's podcast at geekscodex.net.
If I send emails to that, I want you to read them.
I check it regularly.
Not that one, the Furious
Email.
I want that to reveal it, I want you to read it. Thank you.
If anyone wants me to actually read that on the show, email us. So I check it. And the only person that emails is Phil, and he did it once. That's all it takes.
Maybe if we put this off on somewhere else other than just SoundCloud.
Because no one listens to SoundCloud.
It's got a point.
Yeah.
I can't save it onto my phone, so I'm not going to listen to the podcast. That's how I've decided.
Which is why we need to get it onto iTunes so that people with iPhones can get it.
Yes.
Because I can't save it onto my phone.
Yes, Paul.
You have the accounts for the website. I'm not setting up accounts for the website.
You don't need that. You only need the RSS feed and go onto iTunes to make an account. We said we'd do this. It's your job.
All right, I'm doing it later.
Cut that out of the podcast.
Frankie's not going to cut that, guys. We're sorry. Ah!
Oh, really? So we're not doing so well.
By Friday.
Commander Shepard.
Doesn't care.
Anyway, so was that all that you did this week? Is it the Humble Bundle and talk about playing the Magic Circle?
Oh, and we played League, but I'll let someone else talk about how badly I play League.
Yeah. It's not really a secret, is it?
No.
Right, so we played League the day before this podcast, which we attempted to live stream, which, because none of us were prepared for live streaming, that was a task that fell to our very own number one listener, Jamie, who proceeded to fuck up the stream regularly.
I also
you could see him. You could see him the entire time, and you could see me the entire time. But the game kept vanishing in the background, so no one knows just how bad Paul was at League of Legends.
Oh no, you can still see the YouTube video. It's in the Discord, so you can see how badly I did there.
There is links to the Discord in the show notes below.
Yeah, essentially we played five games.
Yeah, we played a few. We played an actual proper game against bots.
Yep.
Then we played Protect the Shen, which is my new favorite game type.
Yeah,
that's a lot of fun.
Can't believe we drew that at the end.
Is that a well-known custom game type?
I don't know how well-known that is.
Can you explain it then for the people?
I was thinking, should I just put the rules in the show notes? This is how you play Protect the Shen. The official game type of Gash of the Frog.
Both teams have a Shen. You gotta protect him.
He's a bot. He's not just a character, who, like a person playing Shen.
Yeah, so
or like a flag.
The point of the game when playing Protect the Shen is that both teams have one bot that is Shen, and it's whoever Shen dies the least at the end of the game. It does not matter who wins the actual game of League of Legends, just who Shen has died the least.
Mm-hmm.
Which, our game came down to a draw of the Shens had died an equal amount, but we won, our team won the actual game of League, so I think at that point that should be the tiebreaker.
No.
Paul would say that because he was on the losing team.
Paul was on the losing team.
I'd like to point out, though, that you literally lost in the last second.
I was seconds away from killing the Shen. And my fucking team killed the Nexus instead.
Draw again.
Honestly, I thought we were 2-0, so I was like, it's over, we've won. And then someone said it's a draw, and I was like, oh no.
Technical draw.
Although I did like the next two game types that we played, which are
ARAM,
that's it.
Which was, at one point, was different teams of like people, and then it was just us three and...
What is ARAM? Because I didn't find this out until earlier today when I asked you.
All random, all mid.
That makes perfect sense now, I know what it stands for.
Yeah.
It's effectively Joust from Smite, but
it's
with less actual potential to move between lanes, which makes it more Joust-like than Smite's own Joust mode. But it was quite fun because the first one we played was terrible. It was so one-sided that my team, which I think you were also on.
Yeah, we
died very quickly. It was like 32-9 in the first 5 minutes.
You guys a lot.
Yeah. And the second one we played was actually a lot more. More balanced. And I was on the winning team for that one. I had a lot of fun. I killed Jamie like 5 times, which made me happy. I made that my personal goal.
You did make that your personal goal really quickly in all of the games.
What was he thinking I was going to do? He went for me a few times. I'm like, I see what's happening. Me and Jamie are going to kill each other tonight.
I don't think he cares. I think you were just another player he was killing. He plays long regularly.
That doesn't mean he doesn't see the novelty in killing me. He finds me novel enough that he drew fan art.
He's not going to be your nemesis. It's just not going
to
happen.
Jamie, if you would like to be my nemesis, then email us.
Anyone, email us, please.
Never if you want, I'll email yourself from work, but it's going to be really boring.
And I'll read it all out on the show.
I can promise you that you wouldn't, because it's all really long.
I will summarise it.
Deck packs.
And I will read them out on the show.
I'm just going to take Reddit text posts. Have it on the internet.
Gone wild, all the penises.
It's a cocky bundle.
I bet we can't find a bundle of cocks on the internet. Because they tend to be attached to people and bundling them really hard.
I don't want to image search for that, but I'm sure it exists.
I only have 9% battery, otherwise I would search for the bundle.
I've got 39% battery, but I've been reading a text post for the last like 20 minutes and it's really hard.
I've got no shame, so I'll search it.
Bundle of cocks.
Whilst Luke is searching for bundle of cocks, we played League of Legends on the our relative PCs, and we did have the first game where we were all playing together, and that was against bots, because Matt had to move his... He couldn't move his character from North America to Europe.
Because I played League before it was cool.
Yeah,
back when the early servers were the North American servers.
Yes.
You don't have to copy, we all know it's lately the hipster.
Are you searching it on your work computer?
Yeah, only 2 blocks me from searching the bundle of cocks.
You don't need to bundle of cocks because it's going to be really hard to bundle penises.
Oh, look at those jelly cocks.
They just don't count as they bundles. Nice.
Are they not like tied together?
No, they're
not. Why am I worried about
what was that?
I'm not even able to see this.
No, we're on the side of the screen that's safe.
That looks next to
safe screen.
Yeah, but none of it's you're never going to get a bundle of cocks.
Yes. So isn't there talk about buying WWE 2K16
for work? Time. Yes, you talked about that as part of the wrestling one.
Which I actually mentioned. Because that's pretty much all I did. I played that this week a lot. I played my Train Simulator. Oh, did I ever mention Train Simulator?
No.
Okay, they're all looking at dicks.
He's actually looking at bundle of cocks like flowers. I really have no idea why you typed that. you meant a bundle of cocks tied together like flowers, not a bundle of flowers that look like cocks, which is what your search produced.
So, Briggy,
that would be a garden show, wouldn't it? Right,
gay search would present it.
So, yeah, Train Simulator. I mean, it is what it is. It's a simulation game made by Dovetail, who are the guys that also do Flight Simulator. But not the guys that do American Truck Simulator or Euro Truck Simulator. They're a different team.
Yes.
They have a similar looking logo in some cases. But yeah, it is what it is. It's Train Simulator. And it was originally the same build that Microsoft had for Microsoft Train Simulator, because they don't do any of their own simulation anymore. They sent it out to another development team. What is interesting about it, though, is that the way the Dovetail Games does it is, I don't know if this is something that was stipulated with Microsoft or just them as a greedy company, and I kind of feel bad for actually having bought into it, but when you buy the base game, there's not an awful lot to it. There's like, it comes with like a couple of scenarios and like a couple of maps, and everything else is individually bundled DLC.
What?
But yeah, so if you want a particular loco or a particular route, that's chargeable.
Well, a route is chargeable?
Yes.
The actual map you have to pay for?
Yes.
Wow, that's shit.
And there is a lot. When I bought it, it was on sale, and it was just after my granddad passed away, and he was a big fan of trains in general, and he loved the Deltic, so I went to specifically find the Deltic loco and the routes for it, and since they were on sale, I'm like, yeah, I'll do this. But even on sale, Steam does that thing where it tells you the entire price if you want to buy all the DLC in one basket, and how much it costs you. And I think while it was on sale, the sale price for every piece of DLC for Train Simulator was £1,800.
Fucking hell!
But that's the same thing with Flight Simulator.
Yeah,
Flight Simulator X has just as much DLC for just as much money.
Flight Simulator, you can literally fly a plane.
Yeah, but you see less. There's less assets. It's literally Google Earth at a certain point, isn't it? Once you've got into the air, sat looking at a static cockpit.
Yeah.
I mean, Train Simulator, you get to see all of the rocks.
I feel bad for buying the Scottish Highlands pack because it's not a great deal to see.
Oh,
yeah, it's like 9% fog most of the time. I did buy Doncaster Works though, which is a place I've been. It's like, that's cool. Yeah. It's...
Did you not get Carlisle to settle?
I did.
Oh,
yes. I did actually buy that one.
If you could name it, he probably bought it. He bought all of them.
I didn't buy all of them. I spent too much money on it though, but I'm still playing it. That's probably quite sad, but I played a lot of Euro Truck Simulator, didn't I? But I'm quite into Train Simulator. Also because it doesn't take a lot of thought to do. So, like, I watch a lot of stuff on my other monitor, and I don't have the ability, really, to like actually sit and focus on watching one thing and doing one thing at a time. So if I'm watching something that's quite long, like a movie, or if I'm watching like Monday Night Raw or something, which is like 3 hours in itself, I quite like having something that doesn't take a lot of brain power to just run on the other monitor. So Factorio did that for a while, but then that was not watching TV, because Factorio is very intense for the brain power. You need to be able to plan things. Train Simulator, though, is perfect.
You haven't actually talked about Victoria on the podcast, so would you like to mention that briefly?
Not yet, no, because I figured I'm going to try and get people to get into it and do some multiplayer, because I'm only playing the single player.
I'm not playing that game.
Right, Victoria, very simply, is Minecraft based around automation. So instead of actually mining yourself and building your own shit.
I've played that.
Have you?
It's only literally come out in the last
couple. It's very recent, yeah.
No, I've played something very similar 4 years ago.
It's it's isometric sprite art instead of actual 3D worlds. It looks like a game that should have come out of like the early 2000s. Baldur's Gate, actually.
The thing that worries me about it is if you look on the actual store page for it, all of the reviews are A, positive, and B, have several hundred hours racked up for them, considering the game only came out a couple of weeks ago. So it's basically, it's a game for addicts. So Phil, if you're listening, don't go anywhere near it.
Sorry, because it's only a one-time charge.
For now.
You've got to pay for it once, £15 on Steam.
No pay to win.
You won't like it then.
But yeah. All I've done in Factorio is the same thing that everyone does in Factorio, which is you set up a little, mining thing, like a device that starts mining for you. You power it with electricity. You have to get your first bits by actually mining yourself, and after that, you start having conveyor belts that just mine this shit and pass it forward and put it into manufacturing boxes, like with robotic arms, and then you just wait for the outputs, and it gets more and more complex and infinitely bigger as you want to do more stuff. To the point where there's actually a mechanic in there to build trains and train lines to freight stuff back and forth so that it can be automated further, so you can like cover half the planet with automated factories. It's really bad because it's addictive, but like in real life, you don't want all that automation because it's just massive pollution. But you cause a lot of pollution, and instead it's aliens that come and attack you, so you just have automated turrets and just kill everything that tries to stop you. Industry on a massive scale, but it's super addictive.
So essentially, it's programming is gaming in that you set up systems that feed systems that feed systems that feed systems.
So you could be the opposite of Captain Planet.
So what you're saying is it's a warning.
Like, this is what the world would be like if we just automate everything and go with pollution. But like, it's really addictive and I kind of want to see the end point of it. So it's not really stopping me from... But yeah, automate everything. More robot arms. All the robot arms.
That's what she said. Okay, I'm sorry.
One later, Ricky.
Factorio, 11 out of 10. Buy it. Waste your life on it. It's great.
Wow.
Let's play multiplayer with me. Forget that we will automate faster.
Yes. So the other game that you were actually talking about was the train one. There was something else you played, I'm sure of it. Because I'm sure you were talking about something. Or was it something you watched?
Well, what? We were talking about stuff in the episode that didn't make it.
Yes.
I mentioned Justice League versus Teen Titans.
Yes.
But I didn't go into any real depth because it's a continuation of the current DC animated universe that they've been doing since Justice League War. It's of the same quality as those movies and introduces the Teen Titans, which is cool. And it's worth a watch. There have been some bad movies in that run, such as Batman vs. Robin was not great, stilted writing, based on a Grant Morrison book that could have been a lot better. But this one hits like the high points. It's about 7 out of 10. If you like DC, it's amazing. If you don't like DC, you're probably going to miss a few things because it introduces a lot of weirder characters like Trigon.
Yeah, and it also isn't like the Teen Titans.
And it's got nothing to do with the TV show on Cartoon Network that everyone loved. A lot of people have slated it because I expected the TV show that I grew up with. Like, no, that's not even the real Teen Titans. That was a whole marketing thing.
So, and it was much better and it was well written.
You say much better, but I quite like the, proper Titans.
But they have creepy Starfire who looks a little bit like a man.
What, in the new movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does look a bit off.
Anyway, anything else you've done, Doug?
I think it's everyone caught up with me because... I blame Chris for the whole invite me to WrestleMania thing, and that now I have so many hours of my week now dedicated to watching Monday Night Raw. Those are 3 hours a week that I usually would have done like actual gaming.
Kat, what have you done this week?
I played actual games. I played real games off the computer because Paul put the computer on the TV, which meant it was facing my couch, so I did play them.
What games were these?
So I played Thomas Was Alone for about 1 minute, but the small child was here and it was creeping her out.
Is that like a really horrific Thomas the Tank Engine game?
No, now I'm thinking about it with Thomas the Tank Engine. It's so much better.
It's just like...
just woo woo.
A little part.
You can mod Thomas the Tank Engine, you need to mod with Randy Savage as well.
You could make a version of it with a train to be more interesting. It's like a little geometric path and you're a little block that like goes along and you can jump. It's kind of like lemmings without any lemmings. You're just a square.
Not really.
Eventually you get to control 2 blocks.
Wow, I didn't get that far.
Yeah.
Let's be playing for a minute before it freaks
you out. Yeah, and it was a bit like, can I play a game with real pictures of stuff in it? Because before that, I played Proteus. Which looked in its thumbnail like it was going to be really cute and pretty. And Paul told me it had a point to it.
It does.
Which
was a lie. Play it for long.
Well, no, because when I got Paul to elaborate further on this, the point to it is how far can you walk around in the world, which is what I was doing. So I did get to the point of it.
No, you didn't.
Didn't get far enough. Yeah. The point is how far.
Are you telling me there was a point that you lied about?
No, there's an experience that
I found a thing you didn't even know about, which was if you went in a creepy castle, you could transport to another creepy castle, and then it became nighttime.
Ooh, so you discovered something in the world.
Yeah. The terrible night, it reminded me.
You were meant to look up what that game is from my childhood. In like the early 90s, which the young people won't know about, there was a game where you just wandered
Space Invaders 92.
Yeah, it was like, the first 3D sandbox kind of world game. But it was all really
That's a little sandbox.
It's all 3D. It's real life,
Kat. In my head, I'm like, it's not Pac-Man, right? It's in a box, in my defense.
Well, you know what it is, because you looked it up once. You, like, go into... It's first person, and you walk around, and you go into buildings, and you also sometimes fly, and I don't remember if there was ever a point to
it. Did you dream this?
No, it's definitely real. I'll ask my brother. And then I played Rocket League.
Yes, because
Paul was playing it, and I wanted him to make me a sandwich, so I took over.
That's right. I made a sandwich.
Well done.
Breaking.
I've played so many games this week. It's amazing. And I also...
What do you think of Rocket League then?
It was alright.
Yeah.
I scored a goal.
Are you not as taken by it as the rest of the world appears to be? Rocket League is super popular still.
I kept going faster than the ball and it was making...
Basketball's coming.
...me a bit annoyed.
Hockey came and now basketball's coming.
Basketball's coming.
Yeah, that might be more fun. I didn't dislike it.
They're gonna adapt all the sports with cars. Let me know when they get to the UFC one. Destruction Derby.
They've already done that.
I went on Rocket League though. Yeah.
Wow.
That'd make a game type at some point that involves killing everyone else. They've already got the mechanics in there.
Yeah.
You can explode people.
It looked better than the other computer games I played.
That's because you
and then because I learned about wanting stuff to look like a real thing. I played the Twilight Princess Zelda on the Wii.
Yes.
Which apparently at some point I'm going to turn into a wolf, but I've never got that far.
What?
Because
it's so early in the game. The gimmick is like presented to you just after the tutorial.
This is what happened last
time. How long were you playing?
I spent a whole day stuck in the fucking village.
The fuck?
Because I couldn't get the fish to the cat.
You sat on the dock, you fish, the cat gets you, you just wait for the cat to...
Yeah, I kept catching a fish and it kept going, let's put it back in the water. I was like, no, don't put it back in the fucking water. Give it to the cat. And eventually, by accident, I gave it to the cat. It's like very much like the one where you go in the field and you have to jump over the fences on your horse. And you can't leave until you know how to jump over the fences. You have to jump over one of the fences to get out. And I was like, nobody told me what buttons makes him jump.
Apparently you just go and you move towards fence and hold A.
Yeah, but you have to be really direct.
It has a giant A at the bottom of the screen that says, press A.
This is going to a conversation that it was not on the podcast, but this is why there's tutorials.
What are you doing?
Phil was right.
This is A!
I believe that level was a tutorial.
Yes, that's what...
But that's why they're tutorials.
The man talking says, run towards the fence and hold A and you will jump the fence.
Yeah,
because he plays
that.
Character to tell you how to play.
Kept just like going, oh no! With his little weary up legs.
Wow.
Because apparently I wasn't going in a straight enough line and pressing quick at the right moment.
You need to power through a game, because that game
and
is
incredible.
And then
I had to chase a monkey and I ran out of lamp oil. And then by that point, I've been playing it for
I get
the
first
hours.
Three dungeons of this moment with my eyes closed for Twilight Princess.
Like, Zelda, in my day, old people, you could play the whole game in 5 hours.
Which one is that one?
Like, take a hibiscus, give it to the hippo, get something else, give it to someone else. At the end, hold down B until you spin.
Maybe Link's Awakening you could play in 5 hours, not speedrunning it.
I was getting a really achy wrist from trying to fight things with my arm. Ha ha ha, I don't even have a penis.
You've got a husband now.
Yeah. I made a sandwich.
You've got a wife.
Pretty much.
But no sandwich for you.
Yeah. He was putting the child to bed. Like good wives do.
So we got a reward afterwards.
No, I had an achy arm.
Oh, Paul.
Anyway, ignoring that, I realise we never actually talked about Zelda on this show. That's how long it's taken to put another fucking game out.
There we go. We should have a Zelda special.
Oh God, don't start. I could do like 6 specials on Zelda.
That was so
One for every orifice. There's not many orifices on
the Do you hold down your B button until you spin?
Now, if you use the Wii, actually, you can actually spin the Wiimote.
Not the potty.
You're me.
What else have you been doing?
Yeah, what else?
I've been reading the Walking Dead comics, because I've never read them before, and they're quite interesting.
And you know what?
Rick is hella lot less annoying when he doesn't have Andrew Lincoln's face. I actually kind of like him in the comics.
Really?
Yeah, but where the fuck's Daryl?
He's not in them.
He's not in the comics.
At all?
Nope.
Why am I bothering?
Because the comics are actually really well written and don't suffer from the TV problem. No, seriously, they're really comics. They're really, really good.
Shove that in your pipe.
I'm enjoying it, but I'm disappointed.
All right, He's reading the comics. He's doing it properly.
Yeah, but he was like...
Who wants to spoil the finale? Because I don't care, I don't watch it.
They all die.
No. Someone died, didn't they? Someone did
die. Happy times arrived. Because I got, what's his name?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
It's one of my favourite actors when I can't even think of his name. Yeah, I got Jeffrey Dean Morgan being a bad guy and doing it super awesome.
Plus
and
Trevor from GTA. Trevor.
Yeah.
Trevor from GTA 5.
Oh, weird fact. So then I was reading about what people from GTA 5, the real actors, had done in their lives. And the guy who plays Franklin apparently was a rapper called Solo who once punched Ice Cube and knocked him out. That is my mildly Where interesting fact. From?
And that is why Ice Cube is not in GTA 5.
From Wikipedia. Yeah.
No.
Talks legit.
I think I got it from IMDb.
Luke, what are you doing this week?
I've not done a huge amount. So I have played some League because they've done some different bits and pieces. They released a new champion, Aurelion Sol.
Who's the new one?
Aurelion Sol.
I didn't see that one last night.
They've started doing new game modes, so every weekend they do featured game modes where they bring out some of the cool ones that they've always had in the past, and they bring them back again just for the weekends. That's quite nice, because I enjoy a lot of those game modes. They've brought in a crafting system as well.
They have fun game modes that they don't let you play all the time.
I was going to make that same point. I hate when they do that. Like, don't have special weekend modes. If I enjoy them, I want to be able to play them anytime.
Yeah.
They are not available on Saturday and Sunday.
They're usually tied in with different... So there's Earth mode, which was their April 1st mode, where they made things go crazy. And yeah, I don't know why they've done it, but they have. It's a thing. And they've introduced a crafting system as well, where you can craft skins and champions.
Oh, just before you go into depth on crafting, that annoys me that they do the special game types, because Smite did the exact same thing with their Match of the Day modes, where they put, like, they'd have a Match of the Day that was specifically made to either be stupid or overpowered, or just, you know, it's not something they would consider putting on a regular basis. But a lot of them were so much fun and stupid that, you know, we wanted to play them regularly, and they only bring them back like once every couple of months, but they have so many different types of Match of the Day.
I wasn't going to go fully into why companies like this don't do it, but a big reason is if you've got too many game modes, then the queue times for each of the game modes goes up, because obviously you're putting the same amount of player base across more queues, so they only release them.
Well, yeah, but what you should be able to do is be able to set up custom game types in the private lobby with your friends, because then you're just setting up the custom game type itself. The game doesn't change.
You still fall into the same problem, because you're still taking people out of your normal queue and putting them into a different queue, therefore thinning out your queues.
But
longer queues for the general game means that people aren't going to want to play as much, because they have to wait longer to play.
But, like, League has, like, the largest player install base going.
Also, it works for Rocket League.
Look, I'm not saying the reason is legit. I'm saying that's the reason they
could learn anything from Rocket League, because Rocket League allows you to have the private lobbies with your friends with the specifically set up rules for their matches of the day. They let you use things from Rocket Labs and from their Snow Day pack at the moment, and extra stuff that's not available in ranked. Yeah, and they're fun. They don't go towards your rank, but that ability to set those up is fun. I mean, the furthest we could get is like, oh yeah, we're going to add a bot and specifically choose that bot. I mean, that's fun, but they could just make that a game type from a drop down, or give you more control over the setup of custom games. I see why that's a problem.
Don't look at me.
Look, I'm just looking at the League person.
You are the League representative.
Go back to League and tell them what we said. That's all I've got. Our concerns.
Then go to Malaysia, call up Ubisoft.
You have to go to Malaysia for that, obviously. Look at France.
Apparently my phone worked here.
Big phone
But yeah, what's this about crafting then? Every game has craft now. League craft.
Yeah, so if...
World of League craft.
So each sort of vaguely normal game you play, you get a ranking of how well you played, from S grade down to D, I think. If someone you
from
queued,
S to D.
If someone you were queued with gets an S grade, you get a chest. And you need three key fragments for a locker chest, which you get randomly from playing. And in that chest, you can get either a champion or a skin.
So it's going tier 2. To unlock.
So you're telling me
to an extent, apart from you actually have to have someone who plays well playing with you, or play well yourself, to get the chest. And you're going to get a certain amount of them each.
Or you can pay to unlock the keys and stuff. And guessing
you can just buy the keys and chests as well.
Yeah. So what you're saying, really, on League is that no one wants the D.
That was really forced and no one could. Wow.
Yeah. How? That was about as much fun as I had when Luke was literally beating the crap out of me in League yesterday. That's how.
Yes, literally.
Literally. He was physically, came over to my house and punched me and went, "You're shit at League, Paul.
Until
get
you
better." Because
you beat the crap out of
me. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Literally beat the crap out of me.
Did you get better?
No.
Well, let's probably get better if he won't come and beat the shit out of you.
He was also a bit embarrassed. I'm confused by how Luke got there.
League powers activate!
Teleport! He's got a portal! In his castle.
I thought he would just jump on his guitar and fly.
By the power of music in the League!
It takes a whole lot of time to do that.
I'd like to send your artwork that interprets that particular image.
Luke riding a flying guitar.
Send it to furiously masturbating at these codecs.
You need to say that before this goes out.
I really missed something this week. I'm confused.
It's Billy Lick Week.
That's everything.
What? Billy Lick Week.
Outside of that, I have not done a huge amount. I've watched some TV.
Any good?
Nothing that most people care about. I've watched most of season 4 of Suits.
A really old season.
People like Suits. I feel like I'm one of the only people in the world not watching Suits.
I've not watched Suits.
I got wildly excited because Luke said there was new seasons on Netflix, and then it turns out we'd already watched them.
You can't believe those signs on Netflix.
I have models and I don't pirate TV or media. I haven't seen
it. But you can't ever believe those banners on Netflix.
Excuse me, we'll watch on Amazon.
Yeah, get fucked.
Has no one noticed on Netflix at the minute? Every time you scroll past Firefly, it has that banner saying new episodes. That is the meanest trick.
It's the same thing they do with Jessica Jones and Daredevil before season 2 came out.
Oh, new episodes! Oh, of course not. Okay. Netflix will never make season 2 of Firefly.
I kind of hope they don't.
I hope they do, and I hope they fuck up.
That's the reason I don't want
them. I hope they do, and I hope that they don't. To the point where it literally makes them more money than anything else. And it gets horrendous.
I'd be quite happy if they just made a new TV show set in that universe with a new cast. Give me more of that universe, at least.
Something with at least 10 seasons.
Amazon could do it and put Jeremy Clarkson in it.
I want to do a really bad Jeremy Clarkson, but I can't.
I don't know how I feel about that.
So it'd be that universe, but a new cast.
No. It'd be Reynolds as an older. Yeah, there you are.
Yeah.
It's just older.
It's Reynolds, yeah. And then a little friend called Richard Hammond.
He's a human. He's also a hamster.
Yeah. James May's not there though because he's busy building toys. Sorry.
No, I'm not watching it then.
No.
Nah, you almost have me, but no May, no deal.
That's fine, you can have Chris Evans instead.
No. No one's watching that.
Fuck and you. Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah. Who said, I want a show about cars that stars that bloke from Friends, who had a spin-off show that got canned because it wasn't
good. I thought
you
were going to make that properly tedious joke of how's he going to be on Top Gear when he's always stuck in second gear.
I was not going to make that joke.
That was just I
read that somewhere.
Top Gear has ruined two weddings and one other event because they kept, like, someone had a wedding in St. Paul's.
Oh, yes. London,
and they fucking crashed the wedding and ruined it, and the car stalled, and Matt LeBlanc had to go in and apologise and be like, I'm really sorry, the car's really shit. Because the BBC's not a fucking embarrassment.
I would like to know how much money they spent on that show, because A, I'm guessing it's a lot, and B, they could have taken that money and then taken all the presenters in that show and they could have made them fight to the death. And I'd have watched that show and enjoyed it.
That's that ski jump game. I just couldn't get Matt LeBlanc on it because, you know, cozy car, cold snow, what are you going to play?
How long do you, like, have to wait to be as a conscious decision to watch that show, just to see how bad it is, without contributing to any form of success it might attribute to.
Once it's been cancelled. Yeah.
Which will be pretty quick, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I'm
surprised they haven't put the plug already.
It must be costing them so much, though.
It's costing them so much, but also it's creating PR disasters all over fucking London.
So many of them.
Yeah, but I think more likely it will be that thing where they'll do the first episode and the ratings will be horrendous. And they'll be like, we've got all these other episodes, what do we do with them? BBC Three.
It's only online.
Much like Joey.
I don't think they even put that on BBC, did they?
Nah, it was the American equivalent. So, like, oh, this is bad, shuffle it.
It was on Channel 5.
That's what the UK did to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good enough for Channel 4.
No, we put it on the porn channel.
We don't want this.
That was a long time ago, Chris. And the fact that Channel 5 used to show softcore porn in order to garner an audience, and then eventually had to stop showing softcore porn because people kept going, it's the porn channel.
That's when Channel 5 got shit.
I totally missed this. That doesn't stop Chris from furiously masturbating to Channel 5.
No, I actually have to go searching for the shows.
It's a challenge, right? Yeah. That's all.
What's even on Channel 5 these days?
Christmas.
He's not on it.
Yeah.
He's watching.
You want a bet?
And now coming up, it's the Chris Furiously Masturbating.
The 24-hour marathon on Channel 5 of Chris Furiously Masturbating. Sending your fan art to Furiously Masturbating.
If you could get yourself on Big Brother, you could make this a reality.
If you go on Big Brother,
I don't want to have to ram a fucking bottle up me.
You don't have to. That's what they require of
you, right?
Yes. Yes. That's the interview process.
Have to get up to the fucking label.
Squat.
You know, let's use your hands. That's the trick.
Yeah.
It's not just one time. They keep bringing like larger grades of bottle until you can no longer do it.
That determines what show you get to go on.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's a really little bottle, you have to go on the ski jump game. If it's a really big bottle, you get to go on Top Gear.
Last time. Because
Britain's
Got Talent.
I was going to say, bottle. So they just create a show called Bottle Bank in which they just fill it in.
The human bottle bank, yeah.
That's secondary. That's the fill into your process. And then do it like Britain's Got Talent, so people audition to be the human bottle bank and then fuck off. Great, we laugh at people.
It's probably already a TV show on ITV. Kickstart anyway. So.
It's okay, Simon Cowell's already picked
it. It's not on TV over here, it's definitely on Japanese TV.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's a whole game show and it's like 7th season at this point.
I'm wondering what actually costs more, though. Is the new Top Gear or Amazon's original cast member Top Gear? I'm presuming Amazon's.
Yes.
Amazon's is probably going to make more money, though.
Yes.
No, they've probably gone bankrupt already.
I don't have Prime. But I'm going to get Prime just to watch
but
that.
But Prime's really? Also only 80 quid a year. And
yeah,
you get a shit ton of other stuff with that.
And or you can just get... You can just pay for the streaming service, which is like £6 a month. I mean, it doesn't make sense to do, but they have the option.
They do have the option for people that don't want unlimited next day.
So you can
delivery.
Pay £72 a month
yes.
to stream or 80
Well, a year, not a month. that's a streaming platform that will never work.
You pay £60 a year just for the TV and the films.
Or you
aren't a huge amount and they always trick you into clicking on one that's paid for.
Yeah, or there's
£79 you pay £79.99 and you get free next day delivery for the entire year.
For your entire
as well
household.
As you get
music
audio books, and ebooks.
How long do you got to wait till we get drones from Amazon?
About 15 years.
No, cause they've already done one in, was it America?
Yeah.
Had their first actual drone delivery from Amazon.
To do with no-fly zones. There's too many no-fly zones across.
Yeah, because they've already had a drone hit a plane, so.
Actually, we got a murder! Oh wait, no, it's just the drone thing.
It's fine, everyone in the plane
what's the term for that?
No one died. They're not sure what it is.
Because when a bird is soaked through the engines, it's called a bird strike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly, when they're striking,
there's
actually a drone strike.
Yeah.
It's fine, it was a Malaysian
airline. It sounds far more
like a
drone
game.
Yeah. Sounds way cooler than it is. It's a drone strike. It's a sequel to Jungle Strike and Desert Strike.
Yeah, drone strike. You could kickstart.
Drone strike.
Yeah. I'm not even bothered.
Probably shouldn't kickstart a game where you have to fly drones into airplanes.
Did you not play Jungle Strike or Desert Strike?
Those games are fucking awesome.
Basically, you played Americans shooting the shit out of people from a helicopter.
So Jo's got her phone out with her podcast notes on, so I feel like someone should ask what she's been up to in the last 2 weeks.
It's okay, it was just that I should probably stop reading Reddit before it comes to my turn, and then there's a 5 minute silence.
So Jo, what have you been up to this week?
So
what were you up to the week before that?
I forgot, I couldn't tell you. So I'm still playing my way through my Steam library of games that I've somehow accrued and never played because they're really weird. So I got as far as N this week. So you've got...
That's where we get racist.
Yeah. That's next.
That's a hell of a joke.
Which games are those then?
No Scottish.
That's definitely after this because it's N-E. Maybe next week.
N-E Scottish?
Well, if it was nay Scottish,
that would be wow,
I think that's the Scottish version of the sitting there.
Nay Scottish.
Nay English.
But you also have nay Scottish, because they're racist inside Scotland.
Against like Scotland.
You guys took the joke further than I thought you were going to.
We analysed it. Yay!
I've never seen Scotland show up on the stats.
So if there's any people out there in Scotland...
No, they're not too fucking clever.
If you know anyone at Ubisoft.
Pretty much.
If you want to get something done at Rockstar, there you go. There you
yeah.
Go. Rockstar, can you kill Ubisoft?
Scottish listeners.
Kill just them. Snipe them. Take them out.
That's it. Any Scottish listeners, if you know anyone at Rockstar, keep doing what you're doing. It's pretty fucking bomb.
Yeah, we want bloody Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yes,
no,
please.
No, we want a 3D GTA London.
Yes, please.
No one's buying a Vive. They're expensive.
No, but I want to fly a plane.
If that happens next week, I'm not the only one going to jail soon.
Nope.
And who's going to be there with him?
And who was flying that plane, Luke?
They're not going to realise like 3 or 4 episodes I've mentioned this in the past. They're like, why are they all suddenly laughing at reference?
No, they're all bleeped.
Yeah. So there was like a bleep noise and then we all laughed hysterically.
Yeah.
They don't know why. You'll leave that one in and it'll
which is off. Hilarious because they won't know that, but they might just insert something like a racist
thing. Yeah, they can
thing,
make their own jokes.
Or a homophobic thing.
Two-way street, they can do a bit of work.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
We've like, all
who does
already.
Luke really hate? Oh, it's those people.
But that one stays.
No bleep.
No bleep for you. You've used your bleep quota for the year.
I've run out of bleeps, Luke. I'm all out. Shit.
Fresh out of bleeps.
Don't you wish you'd kept the first one rather than the second one?
I don't know.
The first one only offends like 4 people.
Well, it offends more people, but
yeah,
it affects 4 people.
Yeah. Well, the offended people have really no stake in the situation, so they can't really complain.
Yeah, take that people who offend on behalf of other people.
Yeah.
And Ubisoft.
Anyway, what is the actual game you're playing, Joe?
So the first one was The Secret of the Magic Crystal. So you play as a unicorn.
Oh, flashback.
Yeah. We were talking about this while we were talking.
Yep.
So you use spells to level up its racing ability to compete against other horses to become a better and more magical horse.
Which you can get a downloadable content of just outfits for your horse.
Yes.
I remember us talking about this now, I'm a drone. Oh, I'm so into the idea of this game. It's so stupid. It's Team Fortress 2 with horses.
What I was going to tell you about. So, I'll tell you later, because you're in the middle of that.
Wow. Okay, so I found it a bit weird. I was particularly bad at the racing. I don't know, maybe it was just because I was on a trackpad, but it didn't really work for me. Also, there was absolutely no tutorial or explanation. Paul has
good, the way games should be.
Paul has his hands up, so I feel like he has a question.
Why don't you game with a mouse?
Because I have a trackpad and it makes a funny noise, and that's fun.
Tackle.
Also, Chris was using the mouse.
Okay.
We have one mouse per household.
Wow. Why do you only have one mouse?
Because my other one's a Bluetooth mouse and it's connected to my iMac.
My other one's a
toss them
Bluetooth
some spare
iPhone
mice.
And it's hidden in the cupboard somewhere.
They're Bluetooth, they're literally wireless. They sync with your devices.
Yeah, but I need it to be connected to the iMac so I can wake the iMac up.
Do what with the iMac?
Whatever iMacs do.
Stuff.
Netflix and shit. Oh, there's 2 weeks
iMac shit.
I don't know. I haven't used it in a while.
I thought it was Netflix and chill. Never mind.
It's not Netflix and chill. Because the only one in the spirit room is Bricky.
You can self-chill. I mean, Netflix isn't my first choice, but...
I'm more worried about the whole Netflix and shit. Because that's the second time I've heard that phrase. I'm pretty sure the first time you said it.
I did.
Yeah. They're like, well, it's a very real possibility with you.
It's less possible with me. I'm more in control of my bodily functions. So, yeah.
Because you don't have butt disease. Sorry, Mike. But disease.
I also don't have butt cheese, if that's what you said.
I said butt duties.
Butt duties.
You have butt duties.
Everyone has butt duties.
Pooping.
Yeah. Wiping.
Yeah, there's a few things. So the second game was Never Ending Nightmares.
I am now remembering when we talked about this before. Yeah, this sounds like a really cool game.
Mm. So it's kind of a psychological horror game. You're in a nightmare that you can never wake up from. It has very specific music, so they put up a lot of messages of you must listen to this with headphones, which I completely disregarded. So clearly found it very boring, but there was a lot of audio cues that didn't have any visual representation. So I found it very hard to learn how to play the game and to understand why I was playing the game. I then went back and listened to it, and there's a lot of explanation, but I'm still not all that into it. So they're all like, oh, you have to save his sister and achieve some goals and wander around your creepy dark house. Sometimes you die. Sometimes you see your dead body. That's weird.
That is odd.
It's odd. And then the house randomly generates, every time you make it to outside to her grave, it randomly generates for you to find the stuff that you missed the first time. They said it was never ending, but it's uninstalled now and it's never going back. So.
It no longer says game purchased on.
No.
It now says time played.
Time played. 47 minutes.
That's the point and click adventure that's hand-drawn,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was hand-drawn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks cool too.
It does look cool. It uses colour in a very nice way, but it's still not particularly interesting for me. So, over to Chris.
Yeah, Chris. Educate us.
Nothing to educate us on this much. I've just been playing through my Steam library as well, pretty much. But I did get to... Intergalactic Bubbles.
Yeah, I saw you actually playing this the other day and thought, oh yeah, Chris kind of tried to tell me about that on Friday.
Yeah, and over the last 2 weeks I've managed to rack up 31 hours.
Wow.
So,
Jesus, man.
It's a bit addictive. It is genuinely just bubbles. Like, that's all you're doing is you're matching colours and trying to clear the board.
You're like popping bubbles.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way you explained it to me wasn't planets, is bubbles.
Yes.
Yes. It's... Which is why they're intergalactic.
Pretty much. There's also like planets and the little balls floating stuff. But that's super addictive, super fun. But other than that, I've not really been had a chance to play a lot of games other than LOL with you guys. And as you all know, Potato Quality Computer apparently just does not like it. So
did you also not get anything in the postage?
I haven't played it.
I did. I got a new game from Kickstarter in the post, but I haven't had the chance to play it yet. So hopefully I'll play it maybe this Friday.
Cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I remembered recently that while we were at work today, which will totally date for people when we actually recorded, but during work today, they've officially released Kerbal Space Program 1.1. Which is a huge update for anyone that plays KSP, because it's the change from Unity 4 to Unity 5 as the engine.
Yeah.
Which is a massive upgrade for the game in terms of performance, because it's also now got 64-bit compatibility. You no longer have to hack the Unity client 64-bit, which is nice, because I have way too many mods on that game. So Kerbal Space Program is about to get a lot more higher on my playlist, even though it's got like 600 hours or something on it at this point. What's it at? Kerbal is... 396 hours. I have no doubt what that was.
Just someone cutting up food.
Before that, she was really hot. She started as just really sexy. And then I showed you guys when she got like pajamas on.
Okay. Thanks.
So yeah, go play Kerbal. Oh, if you've not played it yet, because it's until... it's until next week. It's on sale on Steam now, yeah. I love Kerbal.
As is
Kerbal's one of my all-time favourite games.
Shovel Knight on Humble Bundle and... Steam, as is some other things that I've forgotten. They've probably already gone, so...
Get Kerbal. If you haven't, if no one's played Kerbal, play Kerbal. There's a demo for Kerbal.
Get Kerbal.
You can play Kerbal for free. You can. It gives you the Kerbin and the moon and some basic parts.
Gives you just, the moon.
Yes.
Yeah. On a stick.
Not on a stick. No. This is not Sailor Moon.
So, you don't have to explain that to people.
No, I'm not.
Matt always gets annoyed. There's like when people reference images that has Sailor Moons. What's its actual?
It's because I feel bad that I know what it is. No one else seems to. I'm like, I can't correct people because like it's Sailor Moon and I shouldn't know this.
Well, you've started now, so you may try that.
The Japanese version is really good. It's more like Buffy in Japan. The American version is not very good. It's more like for children.
It's more like Buffy in Japan. In America. Oh, burn Buffy.
So I found what that game was called that I was trying to remember from the olden days. It's called Hunter. And it is, like, apparently the first ever open walk-around world.
Wow. People must at one point have thought that was amazing.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. That's I played this when I was a kid and I thought it was the fucking bomb.
What year did that come out?
Apparently it was... I don't want to tell you.
Tell us.
Apparently it was 1991. It's not even that old.
It reminds me of the original Lego game.
That actually looks terrible.
The Lego game was really good. Because they had like a whole like island that you could go on.
You know that Arena was out by then, right?
What?
Arena came out by before that.
Okay.
Or around the same time. The first Elder Scrolls game?
Yeah.
That looked significantly better as a first person 3D game.
Thing. It was on the Atari. So I definitely had it because it was on my brother's Atari.
Are you still playing the Atari, Michael?
Yeah.
I bet my brother's
still. But the NES had been out for like...
NES never really did that well ever.
True, but the Super Nintendo came out 2 years later.
Yeah.
Still. I know a couple of people that had a NES, but it was never really a thing until the SNES was a thing.
Even the SNES didn't do as well as the Mega Drive. Anyway, we're getting to the boring point.
We're not all about colours, powers, for fire.
You just fell to the muck, didn't you? The whole Genesis does what Nintendo don't.
No, I had both of them.
Oh, you rich son of a bitch.
He said Nintendo don't. That's
funny. You know about that, right?
No.
That's a big piece of marketing from the Mega Drive versus Super Nintendo days.
Oh.
That was Sega's big push for their wordplay. Yeah, Nintendo don't.
Oh.
No, I had that.
I'll link that commercial in the show notes.
I'm not going to watch it.
It's still funny.
I'm present.
I love it. It's so bad.
What other games did you play on it apart from Sonic?
What, on Mega Drive?
Altered Beast, Alex Kidd.
Streets of Rage.
Wow.
There was...
Shinobi.
Tank Crisis, wasn't it?
Lion King
and Aladdin.
Yes. Oh, Aladdin. Better.
That's the best version of that game.
Yeah, it's better than the Capcom one.
Yes.
Although, graphically, the Capcom one does look better.
Spider-Man Maximum Carnage, the only LJN game that actually kicks ass.
Yeah, that is an amazing game.
Did anyone ever play Plock on the SNES?
No.
World's most irritating game. Had no save function. So you could literally.
Oh my god, the game
it.
Before saving!
No, it wasn't. Like, I had other games that had a save
function. Sorry, I just remembered Zool.
Oh,
Zool's fucking awesome. What company was that for?
That was the people.
I forgot that's a huge part of. Oh, it's Chupa Chups, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's actually part of Chupa Chups marketing, is Zool. I never got that until older. I'm like, why is the Chupa Chups logo on the case?
Guru Larry does a brilliant bit about Zool, because apparently the sequel was supposed to be something else as well, and then they couldn't get the license for it.
That game's fucking awesome. I'm not going to replay that.
It's also made by like someone who went on to do loads of other stuff.
Probably. No, this will be like Tim Schafer.
No, it's like an English shop. Might be someone from...
Core Designs? Then Midzel, then Tomb Raider? That sounds like going to be a thing.
Yeah. I'm not going to check it. Someone else can.
Nah.
Listeners at home, you check it. You tell us if we're
now right. We're just getting nostalgic for the Mega Drive.
Yeah. Zool was good, though.
It had the only version of Mortal Kombat that had blood in it.
True. And it also had the 6-button controller that came out after it forever, and it allowed you to play Street Fighter 2.
Don't forget 2 separate peripherals for it that had giant fucking box plugs, so you couldn't plug all 3 of them in at the same time. The Sega CD and the 32X.
PlayStation 4K. Speaking of Mega Drive add-ons...
I know what you're doing with it.
We've had it... So that back in the day, Mega Drive came out and it had Mega Drive and then you had Mega CD and then 32X.
Yeah.
And it killed the system because it's...
32X, Game Genie, Sonic Knuckles, Sonic 2...
Stop!
Stack them! All at the same time!
Silly man. Yes, all of the add-ons that they brought out for it essentially killed them because they just split the market and no one would be able to play with parity. Because if you played a 32X game, it wasn't compatible with Mega Drive on the shell of 32X, and you couldn't play a Sega CD game that would work
Well, no, because I was a CD and they were cartridges. That was obvious, that one.
Say that, there were probably people who were like, why
are they cartridges? That was crazy.
Apparently there's like three games that you required both the Sega CD and the Mega 32X to play them. One of them was an NBA game. Fun fact.
Was it all Snatcher?
No. Snatcher was just CD. Anyway, PlayStation 4 is now looking to possibly do a second hardware revision, which will allow it to have...
The 4.5.
Or the 4K, or whatever they're going to call
4K,
it.
4K, yeah.
Which will allow it to... which will allow it to play higher visually fidelity games, but should theoretically be back compatible with the current PlayStation 4, and people are fucked off because...
Yeah, but the thing about this is I thought that the PlayStation 4.5 or the 4K, whatever it was going to be called, was being released so that it was compatible with the Morpheus or the PlayStation VR, that's what it's called now.
Yes.
But apparently, after a discussion I had with Ben and Luke, is that the PlayStation VR comes with its own separate box that needs to be plugged in to render the graphics and shit. So, like, why is the 4.5 not taking that role?
Because...
Why is the 4.5 not that box with a CD drive?
Because the 4.5 allows you to do 4K media, which apparently...
But not 4K games, I'm told.
No. Because 4K games are a lot more powerful and require graphics cards that are literally only just coming out now. So, fuck everyone who's playing a console.
So, Sony releasing a new console. Rumour has it Nintendo are releasing a new console this year.
Yeah, they pretty much are.
So what Microsoft doing?
Sitting on their arses.
Leaving the games industry.
Right up there.
Back to making spreadsheet software. Microsoft Office 4K!
Your sales have never looked so good.
If they did that, I would love to see someone remake Excel Saga in Excel again, like maybe the first time.
But it's... In terms of the games consoles, it does look like more and more of them are moving just towards the PC model, which is check out new hardware every few years. Or like phones, or like tablets.
Nintendo already did that though, with the 3DS.
Yeah.
They didn't make it very obvious because they called the other one the new 3DS, which is very hard to find specifically when you're shopping online. Like, I don't want just a new 3DS, I want the new 3DS in new condition.
Or the 2DS versus a
DS.
Yes.
Which apparently you can get dirt cheap though.
You know, Nintendo have gone back to their old school red logo now. Which I'm hoping is going to be a change for it. We're going to stop calling everything Wii and new because people are getting confused now. This is the Wii, the Wii U, the 3DS, the new 3DS. There's Super Mario Brothers, new Super Mario Brothers, new Super Mario Brothers 3DS. What game am I playing? Are they all the same? I don't know.
That's what they're trying to tell you. They're just recycling stuff now.
So they're going
to
colour them all. And then they're going to call them Diamond, Platinum, Pearl.
No, but they're all different though.
That was point.
That's the point.
Luke's pulling that face. The podcast is nearly over.
Please, no time.
What time are we on the recording? Perfect. We got like 10 more minutes, considering all the cuts. I remembered something from because I've been watching Monday Night Raw recently. We talked about camp after we saw it advertised on WWE Network. Well, I didn't know this because I didn't actually bother looking into it because I knew it was coming out in May. But the guy that's writing it and producing it and creating it was at Raw this last week. Or the week before, which I don't know when you listen to this, but it's Seth Green.
What?
Seth Green and Stupid Monkey are making camp.
Well done, WWE, Seth Green. Keep going.
Which is why those snippets we saw are actually fucking funny. Is because it's the entire Robot Chicken writing staff behind making camp. So I'm even more excited to watch that now.
That really does mean that Adult Swim is dead, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've literally got one show now.
I mean, how many more Robot Chickens can they make? They've done, like, everything. Let's say they literally strike up a deal with Disney and do a Marvel edition of Robot Chicken, but they'll never let them do that because it's Disney. Well, they did Star Wars. Did they do the Star Wars ones before or after Disney bought them?
They're before.
Yeah.
They were like the last things.
There's a lot of shit that keeps getting remade in the movies. If we went through all of them, we would never have time to do an actual podcast.
There's a new Jungle Book.
I'm so excited about seeing that.
Straws.
Is anyone else excited about seeing Jungle Book?
No.
A couple of people have seen it already and they said it's okay.
It's got two musical numbers in them. One of which is sung by Christopher Walken. I am so in.
I'm concerned it's going to be shit and then I won't like the Disney Jungle Book anymore. I don't want it to ruin that.
Apparently it doesn't have creepy man muscle Mowgli. Sorry, the moon just surprised me.
Anyone interested in the new Rush Hour TV show?
No.
Rush Hour. You know Rush Hour, Jackie Chan?
Is Jackie Chan in it? Yeah,
yeah. No.
I don't care. Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker's probably in it because he can't get work. So.
He's not in it either. No? So it's literally just a black man and an Asian boy. You look a little bit like him.
Who's cast?
Let me see if it tells me. I doubt it. It's
Token and Rice.
Pretty much. Wow.
Stayed in.
You've committed now.
Starring Henry Ian Cusick, Emily Allen Lind, and Janelle Parrish.
I know any of those names.
Yeah. This is the...
That's going to fail.
The reboot trailer thingy. Look, there's an Asian man and a black man. And they're talking. You're not hearing the audio because we're doing a podcast. But it's obviously hilarious. And there's an airplane. And some police. There's an old white man.
Explosion. Fire.
And it's looking... There's then some people talking. Not a lot of action yet so far, apart from an explosion. Oh, there you go.
Someone did
that thing where they took a gun off another person. Because that's what you do, you take a gun from someone.
And hold it to their head.
Yes. And you say, no, actually, you're the person who is about to be shot.
I'm going to watch the shit out of this.
I am so going to be forced to watch this.
I'm going to watch the trailer with sound to see if it's actually funny.
I don't think I'm going to go that far. No. I'm not really watching it now. I'm more just commentating randomly. Oh, look, he's angry.
Now it's Friday.
And lots of people got shot. Oh, and there's some artifacts.
It was nice that they pulled that shutter down before.
Two cops.
And then pushed it back up.
Yes. I got that bit.
Without that, I wouldn't have.
It's like in Batman vs Superman, where she throws the thing away and then retrieves it again, just so you know it happened.
So far, the text has only popped up saying two cops. Like, I got that from it being Rush Hour. What are the descriptions that you have?
Who is watching this show who has not seen Rush
Two Gulgers!
Because why would you watch...
Now they're in Hong Kong or something.
Why would you watch this show?
He's just trying to...
I'm going up some stairs. This trailer is fucking forever. Three minutes
please not
nothing.
Watch all of the
show.
Let's not.
Oh, no, I wonder what the other descriptors are. Two cops, two cultures. Is that the entire premise?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
That was essentially the movie in the first place.
Two baddies.
One.
One what? Mad.
Mother.
Mad what? Rush.
Album.
It's Clockwork Angels. Coming soon. Cancel immediately afterwards. That's a bit of Kung Fu type fighting. Now it's Indiana Jones.
This trailer felt like it's taking an hour.
Yeah. Did you hear what Jackie Chan said about Rush Hour?
Did it feel Russian?
Apparently he wasn't happy. Like, he didn't want to do any of them.
Yeah, but they paid him so much that he couldn't say no.
Yeah.
Chris Tucker was one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood thanks to Rush Hour 3. He got paid $40 million.
For three? Three is fucking terrible.
He got paid $40 million,
which is why he did it.
But then he also because he basically just
That's a punchline. That's a punchline. They've already said the name of the TV show and they talked, and then suddenly it's coming to you. That's a punchline. And I bet it's a bad one. Oh, is it CBS? Of course it fucking is. So yeah, Rush Hour's gonna be terrible. And on that note, I think it's time to end the podcast.
Those are gonna be so comfy.
Oh.
Yeah, what?
We're looking at views of tights.
It's tights with toenail varnish patterned onto the toes.
Right, moving on. So we're leaving the podcast now. We hope you've enjoyed this week's show where we've not really focused on anything and Luke was super racist.
Let's not go super racist.
No, you were.
You almost hit all of the minor demographics. Like, you've not got many left.
Before we leave, Luke, is anyone left you want to insult? Who we missed?
Go on, say it. You know you want to.
Hang on. Is there anyone else you want to insult? Go on now. Oh, jeez, you can't actually say that. That's horrific. I'm going to have to bleep that one out.
Wow, get out of our house.
Yeah, so thanks for joining us on this episode of the podcast. If you want to contact us, you can find us at podcast@geekscodex.net. If you want to send in fan art, you can send it to furiouslymasturbating@geekscodex.net. You can find us on the Discord and all the other stuff in the show notes below.
Make sure you CC podcast.
Nope.
You might also find us on iTunes if Paul's on his job.
Probably not, though.
I'll have him doing it anyway. So we'll be back with another show where we'll probably talk about whatever Chris got from Kickstarter. Yeah, he's thumbs up, which no one can hear.
Audible thumbs up.
Also, if you want to complain about racism, Luke don't care.
No.
No.
Tweet Emerson.
Tweet it.
So check Twitter. Tweet me. Yeah.
You can tweet him at racist Luke.
You need to rename the following racist Luke says.
I think I deleted it from my phone.
Wow. So thanks for joining us. I have been your host, Bree. I've been joined by
Paul.
Cat.
Luke.
Joe.
Chris.
Wow, we all said our names.
Yeah. Wow. Like we're supposed to.
Special.
And we'll see you next week. Bye bye.
Are you going to stop recording straight away? There's one thing I wanted to do first.
Before I stop recording.
Phil.
Capture the frag. Wow.
Oh my god!
About her. Like,
make the app. Just make an app that tracks when you go to the bathroom and, you know, tells people about it. You can call it Shitter.
Oh my gosh! Sorry, Humble Bundle's doing a My Little Pony comics.
That's not the first time they've done that either.
It's the second one.
Yeah.
It's actually called My Little Pony comics too.
Wait, you mean it's the second time they've done My Little Pony or the second time they've done comics?
Second time My Little Pony comics.
Right. So they do comics regularly, don't they?
There are a shed ton of comics in that collection. By all means, check it out. It might still be up. In fact, you got so many days.
So many days.
I feel so informed.
We don't do information on this podcast. We do wild Shit. Rumour, and then we do pogs.
In the habit of just leaving it all.
I'm going to bleep the name of Shitter, so they don't copyright it.
Thank you for asking me as soon as I put food in my mouth.
No one?
Oh, yeah.
So, it'll be inappropriate.
Okay.
I said food, I didn't even say stuff. Or a Smurf, which is what was in my mouth right now.
Okay.
Just
a Smurf in your mouth?
It was just the head.
Smurf head's going to be mad.
Someone's got blue balls.
Taco, 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 taco.